Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode 379 of She Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Kupferman. Almost forgot my own last name. With me, as always, the dress for what probably is Halloween, but could be a funeral. Elsie Escobar, all in black today.
No, this is just, it's not black. It's gray. It's my little gray.
Oh, I can't tell. It looks black.
It's a sweatshirt. It's a gray sweatshirt. It's
very cool. I'm going as a pumpkin. All I have to do is wear an orange shirt. Baracha. Anyway, my little boy's going as Mario. Today's Halloween. If you're listening to this later, we are recording this on Halloween. It's not a spooky episode, but I do have some stuff to tell you guys. I did a little bit of a sociological experiment this weekend, and I went to a black tie wedding.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Not for my family and without my husband. It was his cousin. But okay. He wasn't feeling well. So I took his mom and his sister to black tie wedding. And my sister-in-law had like a nervous breakdown earlier in the day because it had been so long since we've gotten ready for something that she like forgot all the things you have to do. And she was just like, it's too much. I can't do it. And it was because it's like, you know, eyelashes, hair, nails, shoes, pantyhose, purse. What do you put in the purse? What kind of stuff do you need? Like, what's your makeup going to be? What's your earrings, jewelry? Like, it's so much stuff.
Yes.
And I screwed up almost everything that I just named. I did not have a necklace to go with my dress. I wore a silk, red, drapey jumpsuit. If you want to look at them, they're on this website, Nerecina, NERECINA.com.
Sounds comfy.
It was very comfortable. It looked great. I liked wearing it. I bought shoes that I thought, you know, I bought Sam Edelman shoes that were absolutely beautiful. They were not flats. Like normally I don't wear more than a 1 or 2 inch heel because I'll die. And I almost died. It was probably 3 inches. And I almost wiped out at least 5 times. So finally
Jess,
I took them off.
Why did you do that?
Listen, I haven't gone in a long time. They felt comfortable. And you can't tell online how high it was. And I didn't have time to take them back. Because, of course, I wait for the last minute to do everything.
Okay.
So, same with the nails. I waited and waited and waited and waited and did my own nails. And they looked like shit. Then I bought press-ons, but they were too long. And they kept flicking off. So, finally, I just flicked them all off and went to the wedding. Like, hoping no one would notice my hands. And I'm sure no one cared that my nails weren't done. But, like, I was a mess. It's so much work. And then the thing about family, especially in-laws, if you have it, like both of us have pretty large extended families, but his is the one that we do or used to do all the holidays with the most.
Okay.
His mom's the oldest of 4 daughters. The middle are twins. So it goes Meryl, twins, Ellen.
Okay.
One of the twins has 3 kids. Ellen has 3 kids. So before when they were all kids, we would go to Ellen's house for all the holidays. And the wedding was Ellen's youngest son. That's who was getting married, the youngest son. We don't do holidays anymore because Ellen's children are all now married with children. Most of these children are now all married with children, so we can't all fit in one house. So I haven't seen them in a while. Then there was the pandemic. I want to say it's been like 3 or 4 years since I've seen most of those family members that I saw this weekend, and I have completely either forgotten or am now totally uninterested in doing any small talk. Therefore, I didn't know what to say.
That's a lie. No,
I'm not joking with you. I did not want to ask, how's your work? I clearly didn't care. And they clearly didn't care about mine. And it's fine. But then it's like, well, you want to say something to these people and have a conversation. But like the most interesting question I could think to ask is, what are you watching on TV? And that's because there's so much shit to watch on TV that anyone's answer is a welcome answer. It's interesting, right? Your job, how's your kid, your wife, where's everyone? No one cares. And it's so obvious now that I can't even bring myself to participate in it. And this is the first time I've been in a room full of like more than 200 people where I didn't know at least half of them. Well, you know, we're like when we go to conferences and I see you and even your, let's just talk, your fellow employees alone.
Yeah.
Rob, Jackson, Corey, Sarah, like I'm interested in everything they have to say. I like to see them. I love asking how work is. What are you working on? Like that shit's interesting to me. A cousin I haven't seen in 3 years that wasn't my cousin growing up.
This is hard.
I can't hear. Talk to you later. I would just pretend I was deaf for some of it.
Was it actually loud?
Oh, yeah. Much of it was very loud. And no one over the 45, but I could hear. but like anyone older than me was having a very hard time hearing, mm-hmm. you know, and I went with my mother-in-law who's 73, right? So she can't hear, 74, she can't hear a fucking thing in the room the whole night. All she talked about was how deaf she was to people who could hear her. But her mother, who's 98, couldn't talk to her at all and couldn't hear her because she's very soft-spoken anyway. But she also said, and this is how loud she talked, I got new hearing aids, so now I can't hear anything. And the band is like, right? And she's like, I can't hear anything. And I was like, okay, Mama, I'll talk to you later. I gotta go. You know, but like, he has older cousins, couldn't hear them. That part's hard. But then, you know, when she's complaining about it on the way home, I'm like, look, Mom, weddings are for the bride and groom. That's why on the menu in front of us, the font was in lilac, right? Like a light, like it was a light lilac in a candlelit room. No one could read it. Yeah, unless you were the bride and groom or their age, right? They're 30. Great.
Right.
It's not for me. I'm not going to complain. It's right. not for me. So like, don't be like, oh, you can't hear anything. I'm like, Mom, they didn't design this wedding for you. You're 74 years old. It's for them, the bridesmaids, the groomsmen, the parents, not you, not me. Okay. It's fine. Right. Anyway, yeah. So it was loud as shit. I couldn't feign small talk, even if I wanted to. Laura had a vape pen. So like we just, you know, I did what I could there. I had some drinks and then we went home.
Oh my God.
I will say this though. Last thing, and then I'm done. I don't know if this is age or weight, probably both, but it's also been a long time since I've gone and tried to dance on the dance floor at a wedding. Because, you know, every song is like super upbeat, whatever. And I was out there dancing in my normal enthusiastic way for about 10 minutes before I started to be like, all my limbs just all of a sudden got incredibly heavy. And I felt like I was dancing while trying to give my own self a piggyback ride. I was like, oh,
a little bit on the nightmarish side.
My legs and arms have just all of a sudden turned to steel. We got to end this now. Oh, my. It was crazy.
Yeah, this is not good.
I hope it's age because I feel like I've been able to. It's probably weight, too. I just felt heavy all of a sudden because I'm an enthusiastic dancer.
Yeah, I don't think I would have. Yeah.
I'm on the dance floor, like doing my thing. And all of a sudden I was like, oh, God, I have to sit down. Anyway.
I don't know what to tell you. Did you stay for very long? Did you come home early? Did you?
Yeah, we came home right after like they served wedding cake. We came home. But it was almost, I mean, it was over. I think we left at like 11:30. It was
and
over.
And how was
almost.
The cake?
The cake was amazing.
And what time did the thing start? What time did it start?
It started at 6 and it was in the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts. So like it was a.
It's a long time, dude.
It was a long time. Well, I mean, we started getting ready at like 3. I started getting ready actually at like 1:30.
Yeah, this is.
It's like a whole to do. It's 5 hours of ready for 5 hours of wedding. It's nuts.
It's a lot.
But the place that they got married was actually very beautiful because in the room where they got married, it was just like a hall in the museum. And so huge wall-sized paintings on both sides, like Renaissance paintings, and like it was just beautiful. I've never been to a wedding in a museum before, and it was quite lovely, I have to say.
I think that one of my clients, my past clients, used to have parties a lot at the La Brea Tar Pits in LA.
Oh.
And I didn't know you could do that, but I guess you can. And she really loved it. She was one of those folks, like I used to bike to her house because I was biking everybody to everybody's house. But she lived in Beverly Hills proper. So I would bike my little bike with all these gigantic homes. Here I go with my little.
Oh, my God. You must have felt like the paper boy.
And then like just drop it. Knock, knock, knock. She was so great. Whenever we would do like the yoga in her house, like her whole everything was antique, beautiful, like with these Persian rugs and this like furniture that was like, every time I looked at it, I thought, wow, that's very fancy. Mm-hmm. Very fancy. All the things were very fancy. And so she would have these crazy fancy parties at the La Brea Tar Pits and the museum, the Natural History Museum. I know. I just was like, wow, that's amazing.
That
so
really
sweet.
Fun.
Look at... She's bringing back the memories. Bonnie's saying that I'm actually the enthusiastic dancer.
Very enthusiastic.
I am enthusiastic, and I was enthusiastic over at that one She podcast.
Yeah, it's once every 5 years, though, Bonnie.
Yes, this would be correct. It just comes out. It's kind of like you wind me up, and then it's like,
I know. She exploded like an overblown up balloon. It was great, though.
That was hilarious.
Very amusing. Okay.
Very, very amusing to all everybody and me, because I had a great time. And yeah. I was not drunk, which is another thing. That's
also amazing. I was very drunk that night. But
I was not. But yeah. We had
a few extra drink tickets, and I didn't want to waste them.
I kept getting it, but I was drinking. I remember I was drinking straight scotch. You know how I drink like only.
Elsie drinks like a 75-year-old man. It's like straight tequila, straight scotch, old fat. Like you drink the oldest, most terrible possible drink, like smoky tequila, which kind of tastes like alcohol, but with bacon in it. Oh. It's terrible.
Yeah. And I like to sip it, and it's only a little bit, and I knew exactly what I'm getting. Like there's no fancy sugars in it. There's no extra stuff in it. It's not like I just go and then suck something in, because, you know, that'll get you, Jess. I mean, that's why one of the reasons I don't like it is because I'll suck it down and it's it's a lot of alcohol. And if
you're supposed to not drink something like that if you're thirsty. That's why I drink the other stuff, like rum
and
coke.
And therefore,
if you're thirsty, you won't die right after.
I have water, which I drink like water. And then I have my little shot of liquor, which I know how much it is. And you can't, like, I can't guzzle that. It's you can sip it and I'm good, right? We'll sip it.
Yes.
It gives you a nice little edge, clear the edge, little fuzz, you know, make you a little more rounded, less sharp, and I'm good. So
amazing.
Amazing. So we're going to talk a little podcasting related things, and we're going to give you a little update because we are in November, everybody. Yay, November. Yeah,
we only have a wee bit of news, and then
we have a wee bit of news, and then we're going to talk about something that has something been
I want on. Your yeah we want your feedback on it big time.
Yeah,
so stick around, so we'll be right back.
So on to some news.
The news you can use for the informed podcasting news.
Number one, I bet you didn't know this, Jessica, but November 4th, which is when this episode's going to be going live, it's Fountain Pen Day.
I almost spit my lemonade out. Fountain Pen Day is Friday.
Fountain Pen Day is Friday.
And finally, she's found a holiday worth celebrating because it ain't Halloween, y'all.
Yes.
She don't like Halloween.
So Fountain Pen Day is the day.
Fountain Pen Day, we will break out the balloons and the streamers.
Yes. I should have brought my fountain pen here, so I would have shown you my fountain pens. But alas, I don't have it. Not here. If you celebrate... If you celebrate Fountain Pen Day, just give me a shout out on social. You could just tag me at the Elsie Escobar on Twitter or Instagram and take a picture of your fountain pen and give me a high five and tag me, because now you know that it's national.
You know what might be fun as we get closer to the holidays?
Yes.
What? I would like to make a wish list for you, and you should make a wish list for me. Then we can exchange and see how accurate we are.
Wish list as in like act
like no, a holiday, like five things I think Elsie would want for the holidays, and you should do five things you think I would want for the holidays, because I'd be very interested.
Isn't like as in like opening it up for the holidays, as in like whatever for the holidays, or does it have to be actual stuff?
As in like what's a good gift for me and what's a good gift for you?
Okay, but doesn't have to be like a actual thing.
No, just a list.
Okay,
I just want to know what you think is a good gift idea for me.
Okay.
All I want.
All right. Let's, we could do it. Why don't we do that? We should write that down. Melissa, help us remember.
I almost forgot she was there. Write that down, Melissa.
Let us know that that's what we're doing for one of our upcoming holiday episodes. Okay. So speaking of the holidays though, y'all, listen, we got some support hours from Apple Podcasts that I need to share with y'all. Okay. So all of you people who I was going to say, this is when you skip over it, but you should have skipped over the prior part of the show and come straight to this part, because this actually is podcasting related that might be interesting
you. Look, so, Melissa celebrates.
Oh, Melissa.
She's writing
great.
Things down with her fountain pen in honor of your favorite holiday.
Yes. Yes. Okay. All right. So here we go. If you plan to submit new shows, channels, or subscriptions in November or December, please be mindful of the following periods. And this is for our Apple Podcast specifically. November 19th to November 27th, December 23rd to January 2nd. That's a giant chunk of time there, y'all. And this is new shows, channels, or subscriptions submitted during these windows may not be available within our regular time frame, and responses to support inquiries may be slightly delayed, like the to support the support stuff, right? Plan accordingly and submit any new content with this in mind. First of all, I want to, before you all freak out, anybody who already has a show in Apple Podcast, already has set up a membership, I mean, a subscription, whatever you want. If you're offering bonus content in Apple Podcasts, good for you. Nothing to worry about. You're good. Just keep doing your thing. Jess and I are not going to worry about this.
Right.
We're fine. Not a problem.
Amen.
All right. Now, all of y'all who are decided, oh my God, I'm launching my new show in January. Let's say you already have a show and you're like, oh, I know. A new show in January. In order for you to make sure that you are submitted and ready to go on the first week of January, you need to make sure that at least, I would say the first week of December, you submit that show into Apple Podcasts. What does that mean? It means you have to have at least one file on your feed published, which means it could be a 1 minute promo episode. It could be coming soon in 2023, my extra special amazing show. We're going to be talking about all the things that people talk about, and you will be listening, and I'm so excited. Stay tuned for January when we publish our fancy new show. Like, that's fine. Just put it out, submit your show into Apple Podcast, let it be there, and that way you can properly launch in January. Because if you are thinking you're going to have some time off in the holidays and you're going to now be publishing your new podcast in December because everybody has time off and you have time off, not going to happen.
It might.
I mean, it could if you want to gamble.
I like to do stuff in...
I know, but don't expect to go live the first week of January. You could say mid-January, my new show will be live, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you are going to, because I know there's a lot of people that work through the holidays and that you can get new things done, but don't expect a new podcast with a new RSS feed, with all, everything to be absolutely perfect and ready to go that first week of January. Like, I would not do that unless you're willing to submit your RSS feed the first week of December. If not.
Yeah, it's just hard to be accepted during that time.
People are home.
Don't let that be your deadline. You'll be sorry.
Yeah, exactly. You'll be very sad during the holidays because nobody's responding to your emails. Because guess what? One thing that Apple does do very well is they're like, hey, folks, we're off for the holidays. Bye-bye.
I forgot to tell you something.
Oh, no. What?
When I was talking about the wedding.
Oh,
what I was trying to tame some of my frizz with a like really skinny curling iron, and I burnt my face. Because that's how out of practice I am. Okay, moving on. I actually burned the skin on my face, Elsie. It's like a sunburn, but more terrible because it's only in one spot. It's not peeling or anything, but
oh,
shit.
That must have hurt your... I mean, I've done that to my ears.
Yeah.
And my hand. Like, there's been times when I go like this, I'm like, and I hold it. I'm like, I wasn't supposed to hold
it. Curly hair, I don't know what I'm doing. I thought a skinny, like, it's like a pencil curling iron. I could just wrap it around would be. But what do you do at the top? I'm like, I couldn't figure out which hand to hold it. Like, I was a mess. Anyway.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I just wanted to show you I burnt my face.
Oh, that's bad. It is bad, people.
Because self-inflicted wounds are the worst ones. All right, moving on.
Moving on. All right. So again, if you have any questions, please feel free to email Elsie at shepodcast.com and I will give you other suggestions if you have like something that you want to launch. But just to make sure y'all have expectations, please don't expect In fact, I'm actually moving on to the Libsyn hours simply because I have them. But this is not, I'm sure that your podcast host, whether you're using Libsyn or not, is going to put some of this stuff out. So Libsyn's support team is going to be, you need to be patient with Libsyn support team between November 24th and 27th and December 23rd through the 25th and December 30th through January 2nd. So
be patient with all your hosting providers, please.
Yes, be patient with it because guess what? People do need to go take time off and be with their own families.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
yes.
So, I think we need to be a little
patience
kind.
Is a virtue.
Yes. So I would suggest whatever issues you're having, don't be doing all of the podcasting stuff, all the posting and batch producing and scheduling during that time. Do it before.
Right.
Do it after. Don't do it during that time because you won't get immediate support for those things.
Okay. Next.
Next.
Here we go. It's a big convo.
It's a big convo.
I will begin if you'd like.
Yes, please.
A couple weeks ago, we were having the conversation on here about creating content for pure joy and no other reason. Creating content just because you want to, just because you feel like it, content that's just for you, no strategy whatsoever. Shortly after we had that conversation, Elsie did an unboxing.
Yes.
And here's what I noticed about it. It was extremely articulate and eloquent. And I'm not saying this because she's Hispanic, so don't
thanks,
fucking start.
Dude.
Don't fucking start. I'm saying it because it wasn't scripted. And
correct.
What Elsie hates is doing shit without a script.
Yeah.
So she turned on the camera and it sounded perfect. I don't know how many takes you did.
I only did it one time. I just did it.
And I'm not sure why she doesn't create all content just for fun, because it seemed like the stress was gone, but she was just as good, if not better, than when she is prepared. It was amazing. It's been a couple weeks since you posted that. So I'd like to know, A, how's it going? B, are you going to do something like that again? C, was it fun? D, was it stressful? E, how are you overthinking it? Ready,
oh
go.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, all of the things. I have been thinking about it for a long time. Like, so the setup that I have on that desk, I've been prepping for this for a while. Like I have, mm-hmm. I bought another camera. Like I'm trying to set up all kinds of fun things for me there. And I even mm-hmm. have a special microphone that I,
just
so I've been using
fun.
It for a while. I've been okay. using, I mean, planning it for a while.
Okay.
And I am good. It was very exciting and fun. And now one of the reasons that I finally did it, and I don't know if this is going to manifest itself again, is because I was here by myself.
Oh, that's never going to happen again. That channel's over, people.
Well, it's not. I'm going to do it again. But the thing
I'm
is, I was by myself. Rand took the kids to town. And so I went to go get the mail. And when I got the mail, I got so excited because I got that little Avant Agenda.
Yeah, yeah. I always want to say Avant Garde, too.
Yeah, the little delivery, and I was so excited, and I was like, oh, I just want to go do an unboxing right now, because I just was so excited, and so I decided to just do it, and I took the stuff out. The only thing I did prior in preparation, you know what? I didn't do any.
Mm-hmm.
I did not even open the, at first I was going to say I opened the thing, but I didn't. I opened it on air, and so I thought, like, I just want to open it and share the fun of opening up these packages because it's got all these really fun things. So I just did that and it was over and it was done. And I do have another, I still have my Canva box that I want to show and like uncover and let's look at the fun things that I have. I still am planning on doing an unboxing for that. But part of this stuff is really just because it's so delightful for me to play with my pens like on the daily. Like I cannot even tell you. And you know that the first time that I got that package, I was like, I couldn't say thank you enough, Jess, because I don't quite.
Oh, yeah. I got a mention in her first happy joy video. I was so happy.
Yeah. I mean, I just love the pens and I love talking about them. And it seems so weird. Nobody gets. And see, that's the other thing. It's like all of a sudden, I feel like I wanted to just talk to the screen because the only place I see other people having this amount of joy is in YouTube.
It's true.
When they're doing their own unboxing. And I'm like, oh my God, it's another pen. Like, I'm such a nerd. Like, I watch these long ass unboxing things where people touch the stuff and they, and I'm like, look at the paper. You know, it's like,
you know, it's so true. Like, YouTube is, of all things, you know, besides just trying to be funny and pulling pranks and doing stupid shit, like, it is the perfect place to nerd out on one subject. Yes. Someone on there is nerding out about pens and curly hair and plus size fashion and makeup and shoes and gardens and hammers and whatever the hell else. Like, it's so good for that.
Yep.
So
and
good.
And I think my favorites are when it's everyday people, when it doesn't feel so businesslike, you know, like follow me, like hit that like button. What else do you want to see? Like, there's all these tactics that you can do. And I know that there's a lot of people that actually make money off of this, and that's great. Like, I am not in any way criticizing them, right?
To me though, but yes.
But I'm just saying, like, to me, the other thing that feels great is that I don't want to feel the pressure of having to unbox something every week. Like, I don't want to have that pressure. I want to have the, I just got a present, I want to go do it. You know, I just got the thing and I want to do it. I just want to show people what my last week, month's thing in my journal looks like. I just got a new ink. I want to write and show you guys. I just found a new notebook that is the coolest notebook ever. Here it is. Like, that's all I want. Like, I have no plans.
That's all you deserve.
Yeah, that's all I want. I don't want to grow my channel. I don't want to, like, have a calendar, a content calendar. If I do create a content calendar, it's more about, like, ideas that I have, like, oh yeah, I want to do this. Like, not, it's kind of like recipes, right? In the morning, like, sometimes you're like, you know what? I really want to make those cookies that I haven't made in a long time. Let me write that down so that I remember to make my cookies, not because you have to make the cookies, right?
Yeah.
So that's,
you know, if your success rate is anything like our success rate with She Podcast, you'll purposefully not pay any attention to it, and then it will grow like wildfire, because that's how we grew our group.
Yes. And now Pat,
and our show didn't look at stats, didn't count numbers,
we just talked.
About it, and now it's 21,000 people.
So Patrick, that's like you said, all that you're avoiding TikTok, but mind you, wait, hold on, let me see, where'd you go? This is the question that I wanted to put. I bought pens you recommended.
But Patrick, you don't have to do anything every day. Nothing.
Well, you do if it's your job, but that's a thing. Okay. I bought pens you recommended years ago. They're too fine for me though. Okay, Patrick, I now know enough to be able to give you the perfect pens for you, which I wasn't able to do before. Before, I was only really into the kinds of pens that worked for me. And so I was only able to recommend things that work for me. But now I actually know more, so that I'm able to recommend pens and stuff that work for you that don't work for me, and that's okay. And they're still really good. So I'm just letting you know that I'm still into that. So yes, Jessica, you said something.
Patrick said, I keep avoiding TikTok because everyone lists the 5,000 things you have to do every day. But even that is a parody unto itself, right? Like, I wake up at 5 a.m. and then I brush my skin. And then I read, and then I journal for 15 minutes about all my—
Is that really what they do?
I don't know. All my amazing thoughts. And then I drink a smoothie, and then I go for a run. And by the time it's 6 a.m., I've already had half a day already. It's unobtainable, and it's frankly ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. You're a teacher. You need to be able to just wake up, throw a breakfast in, look decent, and get out the door in a positive attitude for your kids. That's it. All this other shit you don't need to do. Nothing else you need to do. They're just suggesting things you could do, but also unfollow those people if they're, what's the word, triggering you. You should never follow someone that triggers you. Just, if they bother you, just turn it off.
I think that the problem with TikTok, though, is that the algorithm curates that for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even if you don't follow those accounts, they make you do things to it so that you get the stuff that you want. But if somebody sends you, like you all do, because Bonnie and Jessica, both of y'all do that, send me a TikTok, and Michelle, send me a TikTok, and I click through, and then so I only watch whatever you tell me. And so my TikTok thing, mind you, I didn't even have a profile, and my kid got on it and followed, I don't know how many, accounts that have zero to do with what I want are popping in there and I can't make it go away. Like, I don't even know. How do you unfollow everyone? Can you unfollow everyone?
Yeah, if you want. Why not?
How do you do it, though? And I don't want to be there, tink, 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 500
That's
times.
That's the only way tink, you do tink. It.
Well, then I don't even know what to say. It's awful. All that to say, it sucks. I hear you, Patrick. But I want to just be able to create for my own sake, like just because it's fun. Just because it's fun. That brings me to the conversation now that recording this with you, Jess, is fun. This to me, creating this content is fun.
It is fun.
I have not lost the funness of this anymore.
Agree.
That said, though, I've now crossed the line in podcasting where it's my work. I wouldn't podcast anymore for fun. Like, I just wouldn't do it.
Ever?
I don't know if that's like a big thing now. Like, I wouldn't do it for fun. I've now crossed that line where my advocacy for podcasting is now leaning into the professional work part of my life. And now the hobby joy of podcasting is no longer in that realm. Like, I don't want it. I want different, not that. And I don't want to read about podcasting. I don't want any industry news. I don't want to know about your podcast. I don't care. And I care about it for business and I love it. And I think, and I'm still like super into it and I can talk about microphones and gear and tech. In fact, I think tech stuff is still really exciting for me as a hobby. But in terms of work, like I have zero desire to do that anymore.
Yeah, it's hard. I have some desire, but it's hard. I don't know why. I want it to be fun, so I decided I was just going to be having fun. In fact, in our membership, I made a pact that whatever I create for the membership is just going to be fun. So like I've been getting into TikTok more. So this week, we're actually doing a TikTok challenge in the membership, where if you have all access, like I'm posting like a to-do every day to get, you know, involved with TikTok and see how it works and maybe post your first video by the end of the week. Because that's what I've been interested in. I've been like sort of studying it, seeing how other podcasters do it, playing with how we do it. And then I think after this challenge, I'm going to do a TikTok course for November. And then December, we'll do something else. But like, it's all going to be stuff that I want to do, that I want to learn. So we can all kind of learn it together because you and I are constantly like pressured to teach stuff we don't feel like talking about. And I mean, There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that yeah. I mean, Lisa's saying, I feel the same way. Podcasting's her job. So she's lost a bit of the, I want to do it on the side. I wonder if there's just a way, if you're feeling this way and you're listening, like, how can you make it fun for you? What are the things that you want to poke around and talk about? What are the things that you want to learn more of? And how can you marry them together so that the fun part is the job? Like kind of what Elsie's doing, but without, you know, she doesn't have to have ROI, but like, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead. What?
You know how some people say, like, what there's that saying that if you do what you love, you don't have to work a day in your life or something like that?
That's
like,
horseshit, obviously.
Yeah. And so I kind of feel now the way that I feel about stationery and pens and colors and listening to those podcasts and my obsession about learning all of the things that it has to do with it, I kind of want to keep it totally separate. This is my hobby. Do not even bring up adding a business component to this because no, this is my special thing. And I think that a lot of folks, when they start with the podcasting thing, it feels so joyful and it feels so fun. You just want to work in it. You want to work, you want to make it work for you and you want to make money off of it because it's so fun and it feels great. But what people don't that miss out on is the fact that it will become your job. It's one of the reasons, it's why I quit teaching yoga as well. Because when you start doing it for your job, you don't have the same joy and the same like connection to teaching, to practicing, to being in your body. Like you lose all of that. And then
can't you try and regain some of that mindfully? It's true, you don't always get the option of doing that, but isn't there some way you can make it fun for yourself? I don't know how.
I don't know. I mean, I can by creating something different. Like now I'm into like this whole other video component and creating like somewhat fun video kind of digital content. And it's me trying to move away from like having to share, even not sharing it all the time, like writing it in my notebook, like all my journaling stuff is for me only. Nobody needs to see it.
No, right. I know. I'm just saying, like, whatever you have to do for Libsyn, like, what's a new way to do?
Jess, there's like, no, this is no longer like, I don't podcast for a living. I'm in podcasting for a living.
I know.
It's a whole other thing. It's sort of like when you're teaching yoga and you're a yoga teacher and then now you are running the yoga studio.
Right. I know.
Can you find fun? Yeah. When you go take a yoga class. But you don't find fun in like doing the invoices, making sure the people are taking the classes. How much are you going to charge them? What's the programming for the month of December? When are you going to do your teacher training? Oh my God, you have to get people to sign up for the teacher training in order to make the money. Mm-hmm. How many teachers are not showing up to teach class? Somebody called in sick. You're going to have to, like, all that stuff is not yoga. It's running a studio.
Believe me, I know. I'm in the same boat for different reasons.
Yeah, totally.
I've only wanted to just entertain people. And I started my podcast to entertain people and to learn more about women and success. And like now I'm a CEO of a company and I have many creative ideas for content, but not really that much time to do it. So I applaud your separate project and I think it's a great idea. I guess I'm just trying to, I don't know, I'm trying to make myself feel better about it by figuring out how we can marry them together. Or should we not want to? Do we never want to do that?
I kind of don't. Lisa says, I think I miss the indie world more, creating original content that takes a leap into the unknown. Yeah, we miss, like, that gives a hit of some kind. And then Andrea says, oh my God, the anxiety of my past yoga business. And see, here's the thing. It's like, so if I'm giving advice to somebody, I would just tell whoever starting a business, a professional career based around their love, the thing that they love to do, to know that the minute you start to create a business around it, the relationship to it is going to change and it will never be the way it was. So I'm not saying that you're not willing to go into it. I'm not saying don't do it because there's a lot of people who are really going to get a lot out of it, but it's not going to be the same relationship. It won't be. It's going to be different. It's going to transform and it won't be that same vibe that you got at the beginning. So it's not that. It's going to be different.
True, true, true. I don't know. It's kind of like there was this restaurant that I really loved in college called Cafe Bellissimo. My friends and I always ate there and we thought it was amazing. And then I got a job as a waitress there and I was like, this sucks. Because you know all the secrets about how they make the amazing bread and how much exact pasta is in each bowl. And it's like takes all the magic away from it.
Yep. And I think that was that with some of the with some of like the acting stuff, or even actually it wasn't so much the acting, it was more of the yoga stuff. I remember specifically that it kind of took away, there was a point there, even when I was taking classes, that I couldn't let go of my teacher talking in my own head, where I couldn't let go of being a teacher in the room, even though I didn't say anything, I didn't, you know, but my brain was going like, oh, this is, we have to fix, like, is that person going to be okay? Oh, no. They're going to hurt themselves. Oh, wait, I have to remember. Why didn't she do that? Like, there was this constant brain thing happening as a teacher, and it made me know too much. Like, I knew too much. I couldn't look at somebody and not be a teacher and want to help, kind of a thing. I'm sure that there's people who do that with TV and film. When they're like a filmmaker, they watch a movie for the art of making the film and seeing the different shots. And that was really great. And ooh, that close up. And wow, did you see that transition? And neat. But I feel the whole going, watching a movie and completely watching it just to,
like, melt into it kind of.
Yeah. I think that that's kind of, you don't anymore.
Yeah. So you're probably right. It's hard. Well, anyway, we'd love to hear what you think about that. And actually, we had one more thing we wanted to ask you about because our Thanksgiving is coming and we like to work a little bit in advance. And we'd love to know if you want to send us, what's it called?
Voice feedback.
Thank you. And tell us what you're grateful for this year. What are you thankful for? What are you grateful for? It doesn't have to be podcasting related, but if you want it to be, that's fine. Totally. But send it to info@shepodcast.com, please.
Yes. Info or feedback? Either one. info@shepodcast.com.
I forgot about feedback. Yeah.
Feedback. Or feedback@shepodcast.com. Either one of them will work. So just send them in there. And if you don't want to record something, which we would love for you to do, you can just email and just say, I'm thankful for whatever. And then just do make sure that you mention your podcast just in case. And if you don't have a podcast, why you're listening to us?
or where you work or something
so that you're like, hey, you know, here's the thing. And then so that we can put it together. I think we are going to be recording our Thanksgiving episode in 2 weeks. So not next week. Jess is going to be gone next week, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then so the following
Monday.
Week.
Just Monday. Yeah.
The following week is when we were going to record that episode.
Yeah. So you have 2 weeks. Do it. Get her done. Get her done. Get her done.
Get her done.
And
all
thank
right.
you so much. I think we're going to wrap it up for now. So thank you so much for listening to episode 379 of She Podcasts. We appreciate it so much. If you're interested in learning TikTok the month of November, sign up for our membership, all access at membership.shepodcasts.com. You can also check out our event website, shepodcastslive.com. And find us all over the internet, especially TikTok, because we're fiddling around with it. So we're She Podcasts everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, Twitter, all the things.
Woohoo!
What else can I say? Thank you for being here live. We love you for doing that. Thank you for listening. Love you.
Mean it.
Bye.